Christians are gunned down in Nigeria. Refugees are flooding into Jordan. And ministry is on an accelerated growth track in Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gunmen attacked worshipers Sunday in coordinated attacks in Nigeria's Borno and Kano states, although one claimed the violence bore the hallmark of Boko Haram, terrorists with links to Al-Qaeda. Christian Aid Mission has work in the region. Spokesman Bill Bray says,
"It is a fault line between the Christian South and the Muslim North, and there's been tremendous fruit among the Fulani people in this area."
Christian Aid says 19 people died in the attacks. What's interesting,
it's strange, the Boko Haram are attacking churches, but most of the new converts from Islam are meeting in small discipleship groups in homes.
Although more cautious,
it's not slowing the work of God down in any way. They have a Bible school there. They have a agricultural assistance program.
Next, in Syria's most recent violence, 9 people were killed and 100 wounded from car bombs. The number of Syrians fleeing the onslaught increases daily. 500 crossed the Jordanian border in just 2 days last week. But the Southern Baptist International Mission Board reports some in Jordan are being met by Christians. One pastor has been leading his church and sharing homes, blankets, food, and God's love with 1,000 refugees. They expect 1,000 more. Help them at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you want to be involved in missions but can't go to another country? Christian Resources International has an opportunity for you to serve God around the world but not have to leave your home. CRI's Jason Wolford says,
"People that might not be called to preach or might not be able to leave their home for a missions trip or be able to afford to go on a missions trip, they can become a book missionary by helping."
It only costs $10 a month to become a book missionary. CRI collects used Bibles, books, and other resources to send to Christians around the world who request them. Wolford tells us about a pastor who received some of these resources.
Christian Resources International. One of the ministers that came and got that told us that he was able to reach and lead 40,000 people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
CRI recently sent a crate to Nepal and war-torn Sudan, but the demand is even greater and CRI needs help. CRI is looking for churches or individuals who will sponsor a container for $10,900. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, as the church grows in Indonesia, so does the need for Bibles. But most languages don't have the words, says Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith.
"In the whole country of Indonesia, there's almost 500 languages that still don't have one verse of Scripture. In the Papua province alone, which is the eastern part that we're talking about, 100 of those languages are in this province alone."
Translation is difficult in Papua, though, and it's not the people, it's the terrain.
Papua is a volcanic island, very steep terrain, very steep mountains, tropical rain, more than 400 inches a year, very difficult place for transportation. So air transportation is the only viable way for missionaries to get around the country.
It can save weeks and even months of travel. Wycliffe Associates recently replaced a number of planes with bigger ones, but now there's nowhere to put them. A donor will match up to $16,000 to finish a hangar. Help at our website. And the recording studios of Audio Scripture Ministries' partner in Mozambique are nearly finished. A dedication ceremony is planned for September. All the while, teams have been recording and distributing God's Word all over the rural parts of the country. A recent distribution of digital audio players near the Zambezi Delta produced a new listening group and 5 new believers in a week. ASM is now looking for another missionary to support the growth in Mozambique. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.